Sandra?
Yes.
The natives knew it as the white devil, the sick powder.
I don't think so, but I like your introduction.
Okay.
So Colby dice que los nativos lo conocían como el diablo blanco.
El polvo de la enfermedad. Sandra, really, that's the opposite of the truth. Really, it is only now that prominent scientists and researchers are starting to talk about the dangers of refined white sugar, table sugar, as we call it sometimes.
Sí, azúcar de mesa. Pues nunca ha tenido mala reputación. Pues todo el mundo, pues obviamente no es bueno abusar del azúcar. Pero ahora hay científicos importantes que están, pues, avisando o advirtiendo de los posibles daños que pueden causar el azúcar.
Dr. Sanjay Gupta, Sandra, one of the most prominent medical researchers and doctors in the U.S., was interviewed by 60 Minutes recently, along with several other experts. And they linked sugar consumption from everything they linked it to everything from the obvious, like weight gain.
Okay, so lo obvio es en ganar peso.
And diabetes.
Y diabetes.
To serious things, well, that's serious, but also things you wouldn't think of, like cancer and heart disease.
So things that are more life-threatening, cosas que amenazan más a tu vida, como el cáncer, cancer, and heart disease. So las enfermedades del corazón.
There is also another paper published recently by an American and an English researcher that talked about the increase in probability that you will get certain types of cancer.
Wow.
And that being, well, this increase being linked to one's sugar consumption.
Okay, so relacionaban las probabilidades de desarrollar un cáncer con la cantidad de azúcar que consumía una persona.
Now, most of the statistics that we're going to give today pertain to the U.S., Sandra.
Okay.
But Spanish people should take it as a warning of what could happen, because luckily, Spanish food is not as prepackaged and doesn't contain as many additives yet, but that's rapidly changing.
Colby, it's really sad, and this is a personal observation. I'm no scientist, and some family came to visit us recently, and they had been here not a few years ago, and they said, "Wow, we've noticed a lot more obesity on this trip to Spain." So they were aware that people had gotten bigger. They had always said, "Oh, Spaniards are so skinny. Everybody's so skinny. They all look so good." And on this trip, they had noticed. I think, unfortunately, the healthy, good Spanish diet has changed a lot in the last few years.
Sugar is hands down America's number one food additive. So con diferencia, hands down. Sandra, people consume in the U.S. 10 times more sugar than they do all other 2,600 known food additives combined.
Wow.
So, talking about additives, 10 times more than all the rest combined.
So, en lo que se refiere a aditivos, el consumo de azúcar supera en 10 veces el consumo de todo el resto de los aditivos juntos.
The exception being salt.
Okay.
But salt runs a distant second.
Okay, so el segundo, la sal, pero queda en un segundo bastante lejano.
Sandra, this is incredible.
Okay.
Americans consume between 50 and 65 kilos of sugar per year.
So, entre 50 y 65 kilos de azúcar al año. Oh, God. Oh, can you just imagine eating, picture those kilo bags of sugar and eating 65 of them.
Almost 3/4 of a kilo per day, Sandra.
3/4 de kilo al día. That sounds impossible.
Doesn't it sound impossible?
Wow. Well, Colby, I'm reading something here and I don't want to butt in, but they say, just so you can get an idea, a tablespoon of ketchup, so una cucharada sopera de ketchup, contains a full teaspoon of sugar.
Yeah. As we will see, ketchup is one of the biggest offenders. So, Sandra, that sounds incredible, because that's like 2/3 of a bag of sugar per day.
It's horrible.
That sounds impossible, doesn't it?
Wow, it but really does.
But think about, okay, but think about this, Sandra. Mm-hmm. There are other statistics, and we'll get to these a little bit later, but a 12-ounce can of soda.
Mm-hmm. So una lata de
una lata de Coca-Cola has 10 teaspoons of sugar.
10 cucharadas de azúcar.
And that's more than a grown man should consume in a day.
Y es más de lo recomendado para un adulto en un día. Consumo.
So if you drink just 2 cans of Coke per day, Sandra, oof, you're already talking about quite a bit of sugar. And I suppose a lot of people out there consume 2 Coca-Colas per day.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. That is a lot of sugar.
Well, what will shock you, Sandra, is that even if you don't eat sweets in the U.S., the amount of refined sugar that you're consuming mm-hmm. is really, really high because it is found in almost every food.
Okay, so aunque no comas dulces, o sea, dices, pues yo no como bollos, yo no tal, aún así te vas a dar cuenta de que consumes muchísimo azúcar.
Think about this, Sandra. You go to a hamburger restaurant for lunch. All right?
Okay.
And not even counting what sugar could be in the meat,
mm-hmm.
por muy increíble que suena,
en las carnes,
and the French fries, which mm-hmm. I'm sure also contain sugar.
Okay.
Just a large Coca-Cola and a couple packets of ketchup,
yeah,
and you're already talking about 25 teaspoons of sugar.
My God, that's a lot of sugar.
All right. So, yeah, so, you can see how you get close to that half a bag of sugar.
Exactly. Sí, sí. Solo con la Coca-Cola y el ketchup, has tomado muchísima azúcar.
Bread, soup, cereal, cured meats like hot dogs.
So, Colby, cured meats like jamón serrano, because there's a supermarket where I shop, and I was going to buy some ham from the refrigerated section, some Spanish ham. And I looked at the ingredients, and one of the ingredients was sugar.
Yeah, there you go. Salad dressing, spaghetti sauce, crackers, mayonnaise, peanut butter, pickles, frozen pizza, canned fruits and vegetables.
Wow, so hasta las verduras enlatadas o envasadas.
Tomato juice, all contain added sugar.
Wow.
And this does not even consider obvious things like candy, cake, ice cream, cookies, donuts, and soda pop. So add to your McDonald's meal a sundae.
Mm-hmm. So un sundae.
And you're probably getting close to that sugar, that what sounded previously like an extreme quantity of sugar.
So, Colby, I think what's really scary about this, too, that, you know, you're adding up how much sugar you would eat in, for example, a fast food restaurant menu. But the items that you mentioned are all things we buy and consume at home. Hmm.
So, you know, imagine just a typical person, Sandra, who gets up in the morning, goes to their favorite bar,
mm-hmm.
and has a cup of coffee with sugar and milk,
uh-huh.
and then has maybe a couple of churros, either
okay.
with sugar or chocolate or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to work and they eat, you know, a ham sandwich and drink mm-hmm. a Coke and eat some fruit and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you can see that the quantity of sugar is starting to add up and add up fast.
Sí, se va sumando y rápido.
Now, you're a label reader, and that's great. Everybody should be a label reader.
It's
everybody
my husband's
should read
fault.
The label and know what they're eating. But you need to keep in mind that you might not see the word sugar necessarily. You need to look out for all kinds of words like sucrose, fructose, glucose, maltose, and even lactose.
Oh, so lees las etiquetas. Mucha gente no lo hace y serán más felices por ello en su mente. Pero es que en las etiquetas de los productos, en los ingredientes, no pone azúcar muchas veces, sino que ponen otras palabras como fructosa, lactosa incluso, contiene mucho azúcar. What were some of the other ones, Colby?
Fructose, glucose, maltose.
Okay, so maltosa, I'm not sure what the term in Spanish would be in that case, but all glucosa, right. Fructosa, those, yes.
You really want to look out for the inverted syrups, like inverted corn syrup.
Los jarabe de maíz invertido, yes.
Mm. Now, there's a debate, Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
People always say, yeah, but sugar's sugar. All right. Is molasses really better than corn syrup? Is honey really better for you than white sugar?
Okay, so molasses is miel de caña. All right.
All right. Well, let's just see, Sandra. Let's compare some various forms of sugar.
Okay.
All right. So sucrose is what most people know as white refined table sugar, and it comes from cane or beets.
Okay, so el azúcar de mesa que conocemos viene o bien de la caña del azúcar o de la remolacha.
All right. Now, white sugar then is 99.9% sucrose.
Okay, so el azúcar blanco de toda la vida, casi un 100%.
Brown sugar is 96% sucrose.
Okay, so a little bit less.
Maple syrup is 65% sucrose.
Wow, okay, so el jarabe de arce baja considerablemente a un 65% de sacarosa.
Molasses is between 50 and 70% sucrose.
La miel de caña entre un 50 y un 70. I use molasses more and more at home.
Okay. Fructose, Sandra, is found naturally in fruits and honey. But okay. It can also be, so this is, and here's the problem. It mm-hmm. occurs naturally, but it can also be an additive when it's refined from corn, beets, or cane.
Okay, so la fructosa se encuentra en la naturaleza, en las frutas, en la miel, pero también se puede fabricar pues de los jarabes estos de azúcar, de maíz, de remolacha o de caña.
All right. It is about, okay, so corn syrup, Sandra, as you know, is the number one form of sugar additives. And you can find, when you start reading products in the U.S. and you start reading labels, yeah. you'll be shocked how frequently the word corn syrup appears.
It appears just about in everything. Okay. Sí, aparece en casi cualquier cosa que compres.
Now, the advantage of fructose, Sandra, uh-huh. is that it's 70% sweeter than sucrose, so you can use less of it to get the same amount of sweetness.
Okay, so es más dulce que la sacarosa y puedes usar menos cantidad para lograr el mismo dulzor.
All right, so same sweetness, fewer calories.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so menos calorías. Sabe igual de dulce, pero tiene menos calorías.
All right. Now, a lot of people say that a healthier way to sweeten, and when you talk about people that are in, talk to people that are into health food, mm-hmm. they will usually talk about maltose, uh-huh. which comes from barley malt or brown rice syrup.
Okay, so malta de cebada, I think.
Yeah.
Y el jarabe de arroz integral. Y dicen que es más sano, supuestamente.
So basically what they do with these two is they dry it, mm-hmm. cook it, and then strain it, and it produces a syrup.
Okay. So lo secan, lo cocinan, y luego lo cuelan.
It's about one-third as sweet as sucrose.
Okay, so es menos dulce. So mm-hmm. hay que usar más, en teoría, para yeah, conseguir el yeah. mismo grado dulce.
The trick would be, Sandra, mm-hmm. using the same amount and just taking your things less sweet.
It's like salt. When you get used to using less salt, things still taste good. But when you're used to eating things with a lot of salt, you need it to feel that satisfaction of flavor. And the same thing happens with sugar.
All right. Glucose, Sandra, is also found naturally in fruit, honey, and corn, and it may also be found in refined form. It is two-thirds as sweet as sucrose, and it is also the form that all sugar takes when it is broken down by your body to be used for energy.
Okay, so el azúcar al descomponerse en tu cuerpo para dar energía se convierte en glucosa. Y esta glucosa es dos tercios, so two-thirds as sweet as sucrose, so es menos dulce que la sacarosa.
Now, the problem, Sandra, with a lot of these sugar additives and refined sugar is, and this is what people usually say about refined versus natural sugar, mm-hmm. is that you're losing all the fiber and vitamin properties when you're eating refined sugar and added sugar.
Okay, so cuando tomas azúcares refinados, pierdes las cualidades buenas que puede tener, que sería pues la fibra, por ejemplo, el valor nutricional.
All right. intake, Sandra. Well, this is where it gets tricky. Most experts say, and this seems incredibly low, just like the amount we eat seems incredibly high, mm-hmm. women should eat about 24 grams of sugar or 6 teaspoons per day, and men 36 grams or 9 teaspoons per day.
Okay, so recomiendan que las mujeres tomen unas 6 cucharaditas, que son el equivalente a 24 gramos de azúcar, y los hombres 9 cucharaditas de té, okay, 36 gramos.
Now, here's where things get tricky, Sandra.
Oh.
Because an orange has 3 teaspoons of sugar.
Wow, an orange, a natural orange.
So, in theory, a woman should not eat, all her sugar consumption should be no more than 2 oranges per day.
That's crazy.
Or what some experts are recommending.
How do you avoid it, though? It's almost impossible.
Now, compare its processed form, Sandra. A glass of orange juice mm-hmm. has double. 24 grams or 6 teaspoons of sugar.
Okay, so un vaso de zumo de naranja tiene el doble.
All right.
So 6 cucharaditas. Y de, que hablamos de comida procesada. O sea, en un brick de zumo de naranja, por ejemplo.
All right, and as we mentioned, fruit yogurt, Sandra, mm-hmm. 18 grams of sugar.
Wow, so un yogur de fruta, unos 18 gramos.
So imagine if you're breakfast, Sandra, imagine you're at home and thinking, I'm going to be healthy today. I'm going to have orange juice, toast, and a fruit yogurt, all right? And you put a little honey on your toast.
Oof.
You're already at, 60 grams of sugar.
Wow. This stresses me out, Colby. Esto me estresa un poco because I don't know how I would avoid it. It'd be so hard to do, but I mean, obviously, it's something that's good for you. It's to try to avoid eating so much sugar.
Now, as with most people, Sandra, if you find it too difficult to go completely sugar-free.
Okay, this is what I need to hear. Esto es lo que me hace falta a mí oír. So,
right.
Cuesta a mucha gente decir, pues, no quiero, o sea, me gusta lo dulce. No sé cómo eliminarlo totalmente de mi dieta.
Experts recommend that you use unrefined sweeteners such as pure maple syrup.
Okay, so el jarabe de arce puro.
Raw honey.
Miel en su estado natural.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why you have to be careful. I once had a local merchant tell me that a lot of honey contains potato peels
really?
And crazy things like that. So you really have to read the label on your honey.
So leer la etiqueta en la miel porque hay veces que contiene más cosas de las que esperabas.
So maple syrup, raw honey, or coconut sugar, which I've never heard of.
That sounds good. Actually, well, I had coconut syrup and it was delicious, so maybe coconut sugar would be good.
These sugars have minerals and vitamins intact, and it makes that less stressful on your body.
Okay, so tienen las vitaminas y los minerales que deberían tener estas cosas y afecta menos a tu cuerpo.
Yeah. And Sandra, a lot of people out there are saying not only does sugar increase your risk of certain cancers and heart disease, that it's more addictive than nicotine, I've heard mentioned recently.
So, hay casos en los que han dicho que el azúcar es más adictivo que la nicotina. That's amazing.
All right. Well, these unrefined sugars, Sandra, are less addictive.
Mm-hmm.
And some, like coconut sugar, don't raise your blood sugar very much. So that helps with diabetes risk.
Okay, so el azúcar de coco, de que no te sube el azúcar en sangre mucho.
Now, artificial sweeteners is a whole nother ball game, Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
There are dangers and risks and benefits.
Yes, so los edulcorantes artificiales, pues también tienen sus riesgos.
Stevia is an excellent choice, though, for those who want sweetness without the calories. So experts for now are recommending that if you're going to use a sugar substitute, that it be stevia.
Okay, so la stevia. Now it's sold commonly in Spain. It's easy to find now.
All right. Experts say 2 teaspoons of added sweetener at a time is the limit for healthy adults, no more than 3 times per day.
Okay, so dicen 2 cucharaditas de edulcorante adicional. So again, it depends on the type of sweetener you're using. Here they might be referring to the stevia. Y no más de 2 o 3 veces al día.
So they recommend that if you have to sweeten something, that it be honey. Maple syrup or berries is also an excellent way to sweeten.
Okay,
so berries have a lot of lot of vitamins and nutritive elements.
So that maybe if you're having a yogurt.
Nutritious elements.
Okay, did you invent a new word?
Maybe I did.
If you're having a yogurt, you know, you'd have plain yogurt and add some berries, añadirle unas frutas del bosque y os sabrá, saciará ese antojo de dulce. Pero de una forma más saludable.
Okay, so save yourself.
Salvaros.